We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is, it always has been, the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, August 18th, goes to Laurel Cinematic Arts and Creative Technologies. That is a school that goes from kindergarten to eighth grade in West Hollywood, California, that, according to their description, provides children with rigorous and engaging learning experiences that promote individual expression through the cinematic arts and creative technologies. Sounds fun and entertaining, right? But hold up, wait a minute. The Los Angeles Times is reporting that they are getting sued by a black mother named Rashonda Pitts. Drop on the clues bombs for Rashonda Pitts, okay? Rashonda has filed a lawsuit on behalf of her daughter after she discovered her elementary school created a cotton field to get students to identify with the real life experience of African-American slaves. Black people, let's all collectively sigh. I know. We tired of people playing with us the way they would never think to play with any other community. In her suit, Rashonda Pitts alleges she dropped off her now 14-year-old daughter when she caught a glimpse at what appeared to be a cotton field in the front of the school. You know what her next three words were.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. Okay. Word to Maya from Girlfriends, all right? Golden Brooks. Us Girlfriends fans still out here looking for closure, okay? We hate how that amazing show ended, but let me stick to what we are here for. Rashonda uttered those three words, oh, hell no, and then she did what any black mother would do. She requested to speak to whoever's in charge. In this case, it was the principal, Amy Diaz. The principal, Amy, was unable to speak to Rashonda, but Rashonda did get to speak to the assistant principal, Brian Wesniewski. I know I'm pronouncing that name all wrong. And this fool tried to explain the rationale behind the project. He said, and this is all according to the LA Times, I quote, "The class was reading the autobiography of Frederick Douglass, and picking cotton was one of the experiences that he wrote about." Hold on, man. Let me take a sip of my water. Because I, too, have read the autobiography of Frederick Douglass. In fact, the homie Ebony K. Williams bought me that as a gift once. Drop on the clues bombs for Ebony K. Williams. And there was a lot of other things Frederick Douglass wrote about, okay? And the main takeaway to me from the book was having a belief in yourself, self-determination, courage, and above all else, educating yourself. Frederick Douglass spoke about how white slaveholders perpetuated slavery by keeping their slaves ignorant. Okay, because you got to think, at the time Frederick Douglass wrote this book, many people believed that slavery was a natural state of being. You know, they just thought black people were naturally poor, broke, busted, and disgusted. But Frederick Douglass knew better. And that's why he went so hard to become literate. He believed education was the key to freedom. And all of this helped Frederick Douglass to escape bondage and transcend his circumstances to become one of the nation's most powerful voices. Okay, especially against human bondage. Why you ain't teach them kids that? Huh? Why you didn't teach them kids, you know, that being an intellectual is not only their right, but an act of rebellion against the wicked system? No. You want these kids to think that all they're good for is to be a bunch of cotton-picking niggas. You would never remind them of their greatness and their ability to overcome any white supremacist obstacle. Okay? Rashonda Pitts, you have every right to be completely pissed off about the idea that the Laurel School would have your daughter and other children pick cotton as a school exercise to identify with the real life experiences of African American slaves. When I tell you, they would never, ever play with Jewish people like this. They would never set up a Nazi concentration camp to give people the real life experience of Jewish people during the Holocaust. It would never happen. So why do they feel so comfortable playing with us? Rashonda is suing the Los Angeles Unified School District and Board of Education, claiming her daughter suffered emotional distress. And I believe her, because this situation has caused me emotional distress, too. I got gas right now. I've been farting ever since I heard this story. And you know I don't fart in my clothes. So you know how difficult it is to do a radio show and in between breaks have to go in the bathroom just to pull my pants down and fart? Huh? Now, the suit claims the LAUSD seemingly acknowledged the project was discriminatory and harmful to the students. Wow, you think? People say all the time, Charlamagne, you make everything about race. No, Charlamagne just acknowledges racism. I would love to not have to talk about race, but how? How am I supposed to stop talking about race in a racist country, okay? Anybody who can hear this story and not say to themselves, yeah, that's effed up, simply either does not have a soul, or guess what? You're probably a racist too. Please let Chelsea Handler give the Laurel Cinematic Arts and Creative Technology School the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Where my girl Kathy Griffin at? She got
Please give
to say?
This giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
What about Christopher Rock? Does Christopher Rock want to chime in?
Cracker ass cracker!
I know you think it's so racist to call someone a cracker ass cracker. It is not in this case. It is descriptive. Anybody else got something to say?
Crackers!
Y'all have a blessed day.
My
name is Leonard McKelvey. Charlamagne the God. Uncle Charlo.
All right. Well, thank you, Leonard. Mm-hmm. Up next, Ask Ye. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.